fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 24th of June, 2007, and coming to you live from the Pacific Northwest on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. We're visiting with John in Florida and chatting about safe places. This is a frequent topic on this show, and we'll talk about that a little bit. John from Florida, are you still there, sir?
Oh, yes, I am.
Do you have a map in the United States handy that you can use for this little exercise?
Do I have a map?
Map, yes, sir.
Not right this moment,
but I mean easy access tomorrow or the next day.
Oh, I can get one like from AAA. I'm on the line right now, but
I understand that. Do this. Figure out your scale. Typically, it's going to be 1 inch equals so many miles, and make 2 circles with Chattanooga being the middle. A 200-mile circle and a 400-mile circle. 200 miles being about half a tank of fuel for most vehicles most of the time, a 400-mile circle being a full tank of fuel for most vehicles most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And see where you come out in terms of major population areas. I haven't done that with Chattanooga. Now, Chattanooga is in the Appalachian Mountains. It's a neat city. It doesn't have a lot of the problems many urban areas have, and once you're a half an hour outside of Chattanooga, you're in some pretty remote areas that are not heavily populated. However, you're not that far from a massive concentration of human beings, that being the East Coast, especially from Washington, D.C. to New York City, which is basically one large city at this point. That's the danger of being that far east, is that huge concentration of tens of millions of people that would become refugees. Okay?
No, I understand that.
So, go ahead.
I have a Volkswagen, and I can put 3 5-gallon jerry cans in the back of it. And
Hold on to the break. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Chattanooga. A friend of mine and his wife, they're up in the mountains, 25 acres, built a house in the last 2 years. They're like 700 feet above the Chattanooga River.
Sounds good. I have spent some time in that part of the country, and if you don't have grandparents buried in a local graveyard, and this is true of much of the country, you'll always be an outsider, regardless of how active in a community you are, what church you belong to, or whatever it might be. However, I would encourage your friends to ingratiate themselves with the local community, join the local church, get active in community matters, work with the sheriff on neighborhood watch, whatever the case may be, to become part of that community. You really don't want to be out there in the country and not know it, will not be part of the community. If your friends know what you're talking about and what's coming at us as a country and as a society, they would be well advised to do what I'm talking about and make themselves become part of the community by getting active in community matters.
Well, they're from there. They're from that area, and I was stationed.
Well, then They're good to go. If they're from that area, then they're good to go.
Yeah. I was stationed with my friend Paul in the mid-'80s, and that's where I met him from. But, yeah, they got a nice piece of property up there, got a well, the whole deal, but and it's probably 750, 800 miles from where I'm at.
Do they understand the things that we're concerned about that you and I are talking about?
My friend Paul, I showed him your website on the steam engines. He's got trees. My God, he's got so many trees. You know, he's interested in, you know, learning about the steam engines or, you know, maybe having an alternative electricity.
Right.
You know, and he's got the well, and I've been kind of hinting to him. Yeah, he knows about RBN, Alex Jones.
Okay.
You know, and about having an alternative source of electricity, and he's got the well and all that.
Okay.
You know.
Well, that's certainly a start. And we've got what appears to be the luxury of time right now, John, to prepare maybe 20 months, maybe 30 months. I'm not going to push the ball, a little cloudy today, quite frankly. It's not a lot of time. The acquisition of skills takes time. The putting in infrastructure like a steam engine takes time. All it would take would be a dozen steam engine orders, and all of Mike Brown's steam engines would be sold, and it would take another couple of months to get another a lot of them ready for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these things are, you know, it's not like going to Home Depot where there's always going to be a fresh supply. It's a limited amount of things when it comes to steam engines, for example, that people have access to. And those that have the foresight to get what they need now, they're going to have it. If you don't, you're going to be left out in the cold, quite possibly literally left out in the cold.
Yeah. I'm concerned if the waters do come up here in Florida. And, you know, are we going to have, we could have all kinds of scenarios where our tides do come up way up. I mean, we won't even have a state here. And then what do you
No, you won't. The highest point in Florida is 55 feet above sea level, and that's not on the peninsula. That's on what we would call the mainland, not on the peninsula of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
There's many places. I mean, just 10 or 12 feet would cover up some of the most valuable real estate on the planet around Miami Beach and so forth. And tidal waves and tsunamis, Florida would take a massive hit. I've talked to the men in the Navy who've seen these classified maps, and Florida just, quite frankly, is just gone. There will be no more Florida as far as the U.S. Navy is concerned in the classified briefings they've been giving these men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you were talking about fuel getting out. I've already got in the back of my car, I can put 3 extra 5-gallon cans, military cans in there, and possibly a fourth, and it's a Volkswagen, and I can get out of the state unless the traffic was backed up so bad where you couldn't drive, you know.
Well, if you wait, you know, the difference of leaving a couple of hours earlier or a couple of hours later could mean the difference between traffic tangles you can or cannot get through.
Yeah.
You have a gasoline or diesel Volkswagen?
Gasoline. I wish it was a diesel, but my father has a diesel.
Well, diesel, of course, is a lot safer. Having cans of gasoline inside your vehicle with you is extremely dangerous. I'd be foolish to say otherwise.
Yeah.
Storing gasoline so it maintains its octane is problematic. There's something you can get at Walmart called Stable, S-T-A-B-I-L. That helps. There's another product called PRIG for gasoline. There's also PRID, as in David, for diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Those products are slightly better than Stable, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The military grade fuel stabilizers are difficult to get, and they're extremely toxic. I haven't even tried to get them myself.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of problems storing gas, transporting gasoline, and so forth. In an extreme crisis or emergency, of course, you do what you got to do.
Yeah. Oh, I recycle the gas every 3 months, and I top them off, I fill them back up, so I don't even have stabilizer, but I put them in the tank, and then, like, every 3 months, and then I fill the cans back up. So this
and you have no problem. Keeping it out of direct sunlight will help. The heat is very damaging to any fuel like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The cooler place you can keep it, the better off you'll be.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, when I heard your show, like the first 8-10 minutes, it's like a rerun. It was like, I know it was.
We had an engineering problem. The problem was I was in the wrong time zone.
Yeah. Well, no, I had it on and I had the computer on and then I heard the break come in and then I understood. Okay. So,
yeah. We hopefully didn't. I know whenever this happens, we always lose a bunch of listeners, but hopefully we didn't lose too many this time.
Yeah. Anyways, a good
show. Thank you for the call, John.
Good
we
show.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. This is a live call-in show, ladies and gentlemen. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. You always need to keep in mind the Republic Broadcasting website, republicbroadcasting.org, always has new and interesting products, books, tapes, videotapes, shortwave radios, water filters. Some things that are easy to find, some things that are difficult to find. And go to Walmart and try to find a high-quality Berkey water filter. Yeah, good luck. You may find something in the camping department that kind of sort of is a water filter. But some of these products are very unique and not exactly easy to get. So water will be increasingly a topic of mainstream media attention. What's going to happen? They're going to convince most people, most adults in the United States and on the planet that there's upcoming, soon to be severe water shortages. Now, and in fact, there are going to be problems with where the water is. We've already got a drought. I think this is the third season. The grain belt in the heartland of this country suffering severe drought, which of course means dramatically reduced grain harvests, corn, wheat, and soybeans primarily, row crops. Those dramatically reduced harvests in turn translate into much higher prices. There's also been a dramatic reduction in the harvest taking place in China, which is going to increase prices as well. Point being, food will become more expensive. I've personally got, I think, in the range of 3,000 to 4,000 pounds of wheat stored up myself, along with corn and other grains. So I'm in pretty good shape. Most people haven't done what I've done. If you have not stored up food, I would encourage you to do so. A freeze-dried guy, of course, I mentioned earlier, is a great place to get the highest quality freeze-dried food. However, you may want to check out the Bishop's Storehouse run by the Mormon Church, the Church of Latter-day Saints, around the country. There may be one within a reasonable drive of you. If you have any friends in the Latter-day Saints Church, talk to them. This is part of their beliefs, that they should have a one-year supply of food for their family members. And to help them carry that out, the Latter-day Saints Church provides these central locations where people can purchase food, excellent high-quality food, at rock-bottom prices. I don't sell this stuff. No, it's just something I'm passing on to you as a public service. Now, in the waning days leading up to Y2K, they cut off non-Mormon church members from having access. That's changed. At least the one in St. Louis has changed. And now they once again offer the same discount food products for the general public. You can buy 50-pound sacks of these grains and dried foods and load them up and leave, or you can arrange a canning party and can them in number 10 cans with desiccant oxygen removing package. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 24th of June, 2007. Welcome back. Talking to Professor McKinney the other day, and put some give and take between the two of us and some consulting with some other people before he and I finally got a handle on this, these ocean levels and what they really mean. I was talking about this the first hour, and you may have missed it. I'm doing my first update to my article, No Need for Panic, available at my website in about a year. It'll be one page, highly concentrated information. It's been problematic, quite frankly. Since the fall of 05, when I first wrote my paper, I've been talking about it publicly, trying to explain where all this water is going to come from so quickly. As it turns out, the water is there. It's always been there, held in place by gravity. It has a variation in level because the ocean the earth is not a smooth round object like a cue ball or a basketball. It's highly irregular, and these irregularities account for the differences in water level held in place by gravity. 180 meters. That's 296 feet, I believe. 94 feet. 294 feet in water level variation. Now, when this outside forces that Professor McCanny talks about, action at a distance, when these events occur, this water is going to start moving. And it's going to be a dramatic, violent event that will take place over a very compact period of time. And it will cause things to happen that haven't happened on this planet for about 3,600 years. If you're not prepared, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not prepared spiritually, if you're not prepared with the proper skills and the proper equipment and stored up goods, medical supplies, food, and so forth, the likelihood of your getting through this and your loved ones surviving are dramatically reduced. That's the mantra. That's what I talk about. That's what we focus on the John Moore Show, is preparedness. Now, clearly, this event is what I talk about more than any other. However, don't forget, no matter where you are, you're subject to earthquakes, tidal waves, hurricanes, tornadoes. The list goes on and on. Man-made events like terrorist events. It's the nature of these events that they come with little or no warning. Hurricanes, we do have several days warning. Tornadoes, typically a few minutes, if any. A terrorist event will happen typically with no advance warning. We know from observing these events, like what happened with Hurricane Katrina, that those who are prepared come through in much better shape than those who aren't. That's not even a point of argument anymore. And we also see time and time again that people procrastinate. With modern technology, we can sit in our homes and watch in real time radar as these hurricanes move across the Atlantic Ocean towards the United States, giving many days' notice that they're coming. And even the last 24 hours, the last 72 to 48 hours, when the NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, is making predictions about landfall and damage, it's not until the last 24 hours, or maybe even the last 12 hours, that people decide to jump in the family automobile and take off and get on the highway. Time and time again, we see this happen. And people end up getting caught in massive traffic jams and frequently caught in the storm itself because they have not paid heed to what's coming at them. Well, that's what I'm encouraging you to do, ladies and gentlemen, to pay heed to what's coming at you, to make preparations beforehand and act beforehand as opposed to becoming a victim because you've procrastinated. I've seen the consequences of procrastination. Most of you have also. I've seen the consequences of being a refugee, up close and personal. People's homes and lives destroyed as a consequence of war. It's not a pretty sight. It's the kind of thing you will never forget. It's the kind of thing you don't want to be part of if you can avoid it. This is your chance. This is your wake-up call. Acquire the skills you've got to acquire now while you can. Get your spiritual house in order. Right, coming up, the call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Recreation, a time for outdoor activities, a time to practice the skills that will help you in a time of crisis. This weekend, the weekend of the 23rd and 24th of June 2007, is a national field day for ham radio operators all over the country. I was invited to participate, but unfortunately I couldn't because of this family obligation I'm participating in. Those of you who are participating, I hope that you are having an excellent time and learning lots of good new skills and meeting new people. The ham radio culture, subculture, is a lot of fun and is a way to acquire skills that really can help save lives in a time of a crisis. During the Hurricane Katrina event, we had a ham radio operator stepping up to the plate, as they always do, interacting with fire, police, paramedics, military, state troopers, FEMA, and so forth, to provide the emergency communications that nobody else could provide. This is not an option, ladies and gentlemen. You really, really need these skills. You really do. The skills of a ham radio operator can literally make the difference between life and death. Literally. Effective, immediate communications during a crisis is frequently the difference between life and death. Ham radio equipment is more difficult to operate than a cell phone. A cell phone, of course, is a radio. There's engineering principles you have to understand, especially when it comes to antennas, coax, frequencies. All these matters, how these devices operate, is a matter that takes some training and some skills. You can order equipment, very excellent equipment, out of a catalog or out of a magazine. If you haven't been trained in how to use it, however, you're hopelessly lost. And we've got a caller on hold. John in Georgia, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon. Yeah, I've got a question. I live out in the middle of nowhere, and I'm trying to build a small little, like a backstop for a firing range, and
yes,
just so I can practice shooting. And I have so many different options. I'm not sure what the most affordable, kind of cost-effective way to do it would be.
What caliber firearms are you going to be shooting, sir?
I've got 357, a 38, and maybe a low-caliber rifle, like 30-30 or something like that.
Okay. And who's going to be doing the shooting? Are it going to be fairly experienced people or are going to be novices?
It's going to be myself, and then I'm also going to be teaching my wife, so she'll be a novice.
Okay. Okay. Do you have access to topographical maps for your area?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You want to pick a place where downrange you have no roads that are traveled, no public roads that are traveled, I should say, and no buildings or homes for at least a mile.
Okay.
Downrange.
I've got that right behind my yard, actually.
Okay.
I live in the middle of nowhere, and we've got about...
A natural backstop in the form of a hill is probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that, you're going to have to build some kind of bunker with railroad ties, utility poles, something of that nature that will capture these projectiles and keep them from flying off where they could cause some harm.
Okay.
And if you've got a novice, shooting pistols, and I see people do this all the time, they'll get 50, 60 feet away from a tin can and think they're going to practice pistol shooting. Well, unless you've got a tin can adversary, tin can size adversary, what's the point? Now, when I teach my students, I use a silhouette that's basically 2 by 4 feet to simulate a human silhouette, and we shoot 21 feet away.
Okay.
That would make your backstop. Now, if you got a backstop that's 6 by 4 feet, or bigger, depending on how many targets you're going to have, that would probably capture even the a fairly wild shot from a novice at 21 feet.
Okay.
And I would train her first with a BB gun, BB pistol, and BB pellet rifle and pellet pistol before I went to the heavier calibers, or at least start out with a 22.
Yeah, I was figuring out a 22 rifle and also a small, low-caliber 22 or 25 pistol, just to one for self-defense and one just so she can, you know, plink, you know, just to get used to carrying
arms. Absolutely. And have her shoot about 500 rounds through a 22 rifle and 500 rounds through a 22 pistol to really develop the skills of sight picture, breath control, trigger control, proper stance, and holding the firearm so that it becomes a natural, comfortable thing for her before moving on to the heavier calibers.
Okay.
Okay?
It makes sense. Okay.
Best of luck to you, sir. Okay. God bless you. I am a NRA certified firearms instructor. I hold classes a number of times a year for concealed carry training here in the state of Missouri. Actually, I'm in the state of Washington as I speak, but that's where I do my training, is in the state of Missouri. I've had any number of women students who their significant other, a male in their life, a father, husband, boyfriend, whatever it might be, it's usually a spouse, hands them a heavy caliber pistol when they've never fired a firearm before in their life. Here, honey, shoot this. And they've handed them a 357 with full power loads, a 45 automatic, a 44 mag. This really does happen. To a woman, well, many women are of small stature. My wife, for example, is about the same size I was when I was 12. Gentlemen, don't do this. Don't do that. Don't hand your lovely wife, who's never handled a firearm, a heavy caliber pistol to shoot when she's never handled a firearm before. It's going to upset her, and you're not going to get the results you're looking for. Start them out with a pellet pistol, or a 22 at the most. But frankly, one of my female students who had shot a pellet pistol for a number of years fired a 22 in my class, my concealed carry class, the first time she ever fired a real firearm. And she was an excellent shot because she didn't have bad habits to break. She had the fundamentals down cold. Of sight picture, breath control, trigger control, proper stance, holding the weapon properly. So that's the way to do it, gentlemen. If you're going to have your spouse, your sister, your mother, whoever it might be, a teenage boy, start them out with that pellet pistol first or that 22 first and get those fundamentals down really solid to where they're comfortable with these firearms and move on from there. So let's go on from there and talk about long arms a little bit. There's a common belief that a shotgun spreads shot so far and wide you don't need to aim. That is absolutely not true. The distance at which a shotgun spreads shot over a distance of maybe 3 feet is fairly considerable. We're looking at 50, 70 feet, somewhere in that range. Most people that want to hurt you are not going to be that far away. Clearly, if you're in a home, it's going to be a fairly short distance. Near your home, it's also going to be a fairly short distance. A shotgun still requires aiming and still requires training to use. So don't get caught up in that mythology that firearms don't require accuracy in being aimed. Of course they do. Most women are going to find a 12-gauge shotgun a bit too much. Unless it's got low-powered shells or unless it's semi-auto. The semi-auto, of course, will absorb a lot of the recoil. A woman who's had training and has spent a lot of time with shotguns they may do quite well with a 12-gauge. Now, most women, most of the time, are going to be more comfortable with a 20-gauge. A 20-gauge shotgun is still a formidable weapon, don't get me wrong. It truly is. Long arms, a 30 caliber semi-automatic rifle, like an M14, M1 Garand, FAL, is going to be too much for most women most of the time. The young women who went to West Point and still go to West Point are very bright, very athletic women. They can't do the manual arms with the M14. They don't have the upper body strength. These are very athletic young women. Women are going to be far better off with an AR-15, Mini-14, M1 carbine. Women love carbines, by the way. AK series of Kalashnikovs are going to be firearms that they can handle a lot better because they're less weight, and in the case of most of them, less recoil. So keep that in mind as well. But it always comes down, gentlemen and ladies, to training. Not the technology. Don't get too caught up in laser sights or red dot sights or glow-in-the-dark sights, especially on pistol. Training is where it's at. Putting lead downrange and becoming competent with your firearm, both in accuracy and in manipulating all the controls in complete darkness, is what will get you through a crisis. That level of competency can only come through training, can only come through what we call trigger time at the range, hundreds and hundreds of hours on thousands of rounds. Now, it may sound like a lot, and it is. If you think you can substitute technology for that investment of time and energy and money, in my opinion, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong, and it's a mistake that can be fatal. No substitute for training. And I mentioned earlier the skills of a ham radio operator. How about the skills of a medic, an emergency medical technician, or a paramedic? EMT is one semester at your local junior college. Paramedic is typically three more semesters on top of that. If you don't have those skills, you won't be able to save a life. If you do, you can. Of course, you need to have a kit equal to your skill level to be able to save an innocent human life. That's what I encourage people to do. That's what I advocate, is get these skills. Get them now while you can, while we have what appears to be the luxury of time. It is hurricane season. Hurricane could be upon you folks there on the East Coast or the Gulf Coast. It's tornado season. A tornado can pop up any time and wipe out a few homes or an entire community. Earthquakes, floods, even occasionally a volcano. Those who are prepared will survive. Those who are not will be refugees and victims. Say again? I hear him. Yeah, I'm trying to do something about him, but I'm at a loss as to what to do. I mean, disconnect this and see if I can walk away from him here. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. We've got an engineering problem here with dogs barking, but I think I just eliminated it. Okay. Spiritual preparedness. We haven't talked about this show, but it's a frequent thing to be talked about. We know from the POW experience, American POWs in World War II, Vietnam, that those who were spiritually prepared had a far better chance of surviving the prisoner of war experience than those who weren't. It's well documented, it's well known among those who have studied such matters. Those who are not spiritually prepared, they give up and they die. We know that. Those who are spiritually prepared are far better off and able to deal with the harsh conditions of lack of proper nutrition, lack of proper and clean drinking water, not having enough heat to stay warm in the winter. being forced to do hard manual labor without proper clothing and without proper tools and without proper nutrition. Harsh, harsh times, harsh conditions, and the men who survived more frequently, more often than not, were those who had a strong spiritual foundation, and more often than not, those who died didn't have a strong spiritual foundation. Of course, there were exceptions. So consider that. As the billboards along Southern highways used to say, get right with God, whatever that is for you. I'm not promoting any particular belief. I am a born-again Christian myself. It works for me. And with that, we will have a next break and be back. The call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Now we've got a few minutes left in the show. We've got time for one more call. David from Texas, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Oh, good. What's on your mind?
Just a quick plug for the movie The Gang?
Yes, please.
They had a free screening down here in Austin on Thursday, and I attended that, saw it, and noticed you in there, of course, and it was a pretty good movie.
Outstanding.
So,
Was there a discussion after the film was aired?
No, there wasn't a discussion, but the source was the Brave New Books down here in Austin. On the weekly schedule, they have movies that they show, and that just happened to be the pre-screening for the gang.
And Brave New Books is carrying a DVD in their inventory, I assume.
Right. If they're not now, they soon will be, I'm sure.
Good. Outstanding.
But I just wanted to call and mention that, and I guess that was about it.
Okay. Well, thank you, David.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Of course, David was talking about the DVD, the new movie, The Gang, put out by the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Of course, you can go to their website, jpfo.org, and look at it. The ordering information, I should say. I had Aaron Zellman live on the air last week, the leader of the JPFO, and I hope to soon have the gang on my website for sale, and some of the other JPFO products are all fine products and things you can't find or get anywhere else that will help you understand the true nature of the Gun Control Act of 1968 and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and what a truly evil, and I'm not being flippant when I say that, they are a truly evil organization, creating crime, getting men to do things that they would never consider doing otherwise. We call that entrapment. That's what it is. And literally murdering people, as in the raid on the church, the Branch Davidian Church at Waco, Texas, a number of years ago. So check it out. Go to jpfo.org, and you'll be able to order a copy of The Gang for yourself and be able to show it to your friends and help everybody to learn the true nature of this vile organization, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The employer of last resort for those not bright enough to get hired by any other federal police agency. That's their tradition. That's what they're known for, among other law enforcement agencies, the employer of last resort. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's been great visiting with all of you this week, as always. We're rapidly running out of time. And time is, of course, of the essence. It is always of the essence. We have a limited amount of days and weeks and months to learn the skills that we need to become competent with the skills so that when the time comes, we have the skills we need and the right to implement them. Great visiting with you as always. Check out my website, thelibertyman.com, my article, No Need for Panic. You'll be glad you did. Have a great week. You all be safe, and God bless America.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to